Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for August 11th, 2025. So mortgage rates, let's just say they were flat today. And here's the reason why, is we have the CPI number coming out tomorrow. That's consumer inflation. We're going to take a deep dive into that because that's going to play a huge role what happens here tomorrow. But one of the things that shocked me today is when I went across here, I'm like, okay, Dow Jones is over down 200 points. But mid-afternoon, right about 1-2 o'clock, we had this news come in. Trump extends the China tariff deadlines by another 90 days. Well, when this usually happens, the markets just rally, but for sometimes it held back. So is the consumer inflation report that's coming out tomorrow, is it going to be a little bit scarier than a lot of people think? Is that what's causing the markets to crash and mortgage rates just sitting on the sidelines? Let's try to figure that out, folks, so we can figure out what these are going to do and the whys behind it. So let's, folks, my name is Dan Freo. I do this report actually each day to inform you guys what's going on with those, but specifically the whys, they're changing. Okay, in today's event, what we're talking about is tariffs. Well, tariffs got the can kicked on them another 90 days with China, so that's off the table right now. So what we're going to do is focus in on it with the Federal Reserve watches, and that is inflation and jobs. So let's get over to the data that we're going to have the rest of this week. Right through here, it says stocks slip to start the week as traders look ahead to the CPI data. So the consumer inflation, the CPI number that's coming out tomorrow morning before the bell, it's going to play a big role in what happens with the markets tomorrow, stocks, bonds, and everything. Let's go over and look at the data that we're going to get presented with tomorrow and this week. And this is, I think, why the markets are kind of on the edge right now. They don't know how this number is going to come in. And I'm going to show you, we did a whole bunch of research. I even put it through AI to show you what the consensus is on how that number is going to come in tomorrow. I really want to get a good beat on that number, so I'll show you that here in a second. But here's the data we're looking at just for tomorrow. We got the inflation numbers on the consumer side. So we're getting four pieces of this puzzle right here. We're getting core CPI month over month, year over year. Then we're getting the standard CPI year over year and month over month. Okay, the biggest piece of this data that's going to probably be looked at the most is core month over month. Okay, so this is the data right here. So what I did is I went in and I found these charts we have and all kind of other back-end systems that I can get into to figure out, okay, I'm going to grab all this data and then I'm going to put it into AI and say, what do you think is going to happen with all the data that you're seeing in the economic news and everything else? Let's put this stuff to use. Okay, so here's what the consensus is telling us for tomorrow and what the analysis is at the bottom. This is going to be important. So the core CPI forecast month over month plus 0.3 is the consensus forecast. The range is going to be between 0.24 and 0.34. Year over year, 3 to 3.1. Okay, that's basically where it's all sticking. Key points, slight acceleration expected in both month over month and year over year core inflation. Tariff pass-through is adding upward pressure. The Cleveland Fed now cast points toward a slightly softer month over month and consensus 0.24, but the big banks are saying it's going to be higher than that. So it's going to be kind of a little bit different tomorrow. Even Cleveland Fed, one of those systems, saying it's going to be on the lower end of that, 0.24. That might get rounded. Even if it goes to 0.25 or 0.26, it'll get rounded to 0.3. A year-over-year reading above 3.1 could delay a Federal Reserve cut. Now, here's the problem here. The Federal Reserve last time was basically forced to not cut rates because they didn't want to look bad because all the turmoil going on with them and the president. This time, after you see the jobs numbers, I don't think they're going to have much of a chance, but that's my thought on here. But let's continue to go down through here. What's most likely here? Well, here's market implications. Okay, so here's what it's saying. If the number's hotter than 0.3 month over month, yields could rise. Likely strengthen. The dollar can strengthen. Okay, so yields rise, meaning mortgage rates rise. If it's a softer number, well, then rates will fall. All right, forecast, and it goes through all of them. Basically, everybody is expecting 0.3. So 0.24 to 0.3. If it comes in any higher than that, I'm going to have to agree. It's going to be concerning for the markets, concerning for bond markets, concerning for the Fed. It's going to be concerning for everybody. Okay, so now let's get over to what the bond market did for us today. We had no economic news. I just wanted to highlight that. No economic reports today. Okay, so based on the news, here's what happened to the market. Really nothing. Because when we went to mortgage rates, I was like, okay, it's a stagnant market. So obviously, if you go to the bond market, it's going to be flat as a pancake as well. So basically, everybody is on the sidelines waiting for tomorrow's consumer inflation. But then it's not over. Because then what are we going to get? Well, the rest of the week, Wednesday, really nothing there except oil stuff. But then on Thursday, producer inflation and some jobless claims numbers. How's the job market faring on this week? So we're going to focus in on producer inflation and jobs on Thursday. So the markets, tomorrow is just the beginning of all this, folks. So hang tight. All right. So what we're expecting here is the Federal Reserve. What are they expected to do? So let's focus in on this and watch how this changes as the inflationary numbers come in this week. But right now, there's an 86% chance the Federal Reserve will be cutting at the next meeting. We'll just focus in on that for now. So today, it's an 86% chance. You can read it right over my head. So we'll check on that each day until the Fed meeting just to see how these numbers are being skewed by the economic data of the day. Let's get over to the Federal Reserve. Here's the data that they watch, and here's what they control. I just threw this up here for. This is the Federal Reserve at a glance. They control this number right through here, the federal funds rate, but they truly monitor the PCE when it comes to inflation. You and I watch the consumer inflation. That's what we're most interested in, and it is a market mover. And then the unemployment rate's coming in, or we'll at least get some unemployment claims on Thursday to help with us with some guidance. And then GDP, that number's not coming out for a while. So that's it there. If you go over to the stock market, I'll show you the rate update stock portfolio for the day. How'd we do? We lost $6 today, guys, but we are up 15% on our money. So we do have Stock Talk Tuesdays. If you're interested in learning about stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, ETFs, things like that, just how to maybe help yourself create a little bit more money on the side, I can hopefully help explain the markets to you a little bit better. But my name, folks, is Dan Frio, and I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So I have a slogan here. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, what do we mean? Okay, let me start here. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer because I work at a federal bank. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing is, think of us as a large brokerage. That's the best way I can explain it to you. So you go to me. If I can get you a better rate outside of my bank, at another bank, credit union, or lender we're set up with, there's over 30 of them, I can actually use their programs. So, for example, like this, we have a program down through here. If you're looking to buy a home, let me squish this down a little bit, right through here. We have a program right now that'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance if you're looking to buy that first house. This is a bank that we're associated with at this time. So to get these programs and more, reach out to me. I'd love to help. And here's what we do. We pull your application, or you put in your application one time. We're going to pull your credit one time, and we're going to have the ability, like I said, to compare your loan product and rates and fees with over 30 different lenders. And if I can find one of the ones that we're set up with a lower rate and lower fees, I'll make sure I lock you in with them, and we work with them as well. A little bit confusing. Don't be confused. Just give us a call. Let us do all the work for you when it comes to shopping for your mortgage. So just go to therateupdate.com right through here. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or most people right now are asking Dan a question. So ask me any question that you have. Are you looking for a first-time home buyer product? You're looking for a home equity loan? Maybe you're looking for a DSCR loan. You're an investor. Love to help you on any of those products and more. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless for the evening, but I'm not really expecting a really shock and awe in the numbers tomorrow, but I hope it's on the good side so we can get a little bit better rates, so we can get these people that are waiting on the sidelines for a little bit better, we can get them locked in and moving forward. So thanks for watching, guys, but stay tuned tomorrow because it's going to be a rocky week. God bless. See you then. Bye-bye.